my bed, joining me in my prayers. They hush the shadows when they dance about, they shoo away the bears. Guardian angels to comfort me if I wake in the night, they gather all my dreams, their halos are my light, they dry my tears if I should weep, they tuck me in, they rouse me from my sleep.
That is the voice of Mario Lanza, who died very, very young, but in the 1950s, my oh my, was he a major star, only made a few films, and yet he was one of the biggest, brightest lights in the firmament before it burned out all too soon. I let the good doc pick here on the show before Christmas, and this was his choice today. I had not heard that recording before of Mario Lanza, but what a voice, and what a holiday we're jumping into here. Regional Psychological Services, East Lansing. Dr. John Braccio, our guest on the other end of the line. Not bad. Good choice.
Well, it's actually one for, you know, for children in terms of listening to, in terms of guardian angels. And when Harpo Marx actually played the harp in the background on that too, which is kind of
I read that he wrote that he actually, that was his composition, and then it was augmented by Lanza. I was, you know, I mean, I knew that the Marx Brothers had a musical component from watching their movies, you know, and Checo was on the piano frequently. But my goodness, that is quite an arrangement. And what a voice, too.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful song. It was on his first Christmas album, circa 1950, which is even more remarkable when you consider that voice is from 1950 recording. So yeah,
it is.
Remarkable song, beautiful time. Beautiful time to be thinking of Christmas, thinking of the holidays. So this is a time to try to have families pull together, enjoy their time together. And, of course, that doesn't always happen, okay? Which, of course, is a problem if we have to deal with Aunt Harry, a grandparent.
Well, you use the phrase now, blended family. What do you mean by blended family? Because that's an interesting term, as opposed to what, anytime families get together through marriage or whatnot, they become closer together. You have new members added, but you mean blended in a different way here in 2017.
We're talking different, where there could be a divorce, or it could even be after a death, where all of a sudden you've got, let's say, five kids. Two belong to one part of the family, three belong to the other, and then during Christmas time, holiday time, you get everybody together. And often there were marriages people didn't approve of, there are people that don't like each other, or that they don't know each other, they're not comfortable with each other. So it's a time where you can have a lot of confusion when people come together. And it's a time, I always say, to try to be tolerant, realize that we're trying to find the good angels in people, and don't just focus on the negative, and realize a lot of times people can be insecure if they seem kind of not willing to communicate or make negative statements. And people do all grow up differently. So if you're in a family that's had family traditions as long as you've been around, okay, and even before you were born, but then new members come in, there's new things happening, you have to adapt with the times and try to be open and realize that if it's your parents that are kind of the glue pulling everybody together, they're not always going to be there, so try to enjoy the time that you have. And remember, from a Christian point of view, we're talking about, you know, the Lord coming onto the earth here, you know, in terms of ultimately saving us through the resurrection. So it's the time, if it's a different religious experience for you or a secular holiday, whatever it might be, it's the time to try to enjoy being together, celebrating, and showing love and caring, and just turning it into a wonderful family and spiritual experience.
You know, I knew somebody who's no longer with us, not a family member, who once told me, this is a work colleague, who said, well, my mantra at Christmas is, you know, I don't enjoy it much, but I'm going to see if I can make it my goal to not ruin it for everybody else. Now, that was his, it fit his personality. Okay, I chuckle about it now. But, you know, there's some truth to that, too, that for people who aren't having a great holiday season, that, you know, you can be that rain cloud, too. And you really don't want to be, because people are trying to buck up, and they're trying to do, like you say, see the best and have the best out of it for at least a couple of weeks.
I already believe that's true. I believe any time groups of people get together, we want to be enjoying ourselves and having people have a good time. We don't want to be the cloud that comes in and rains on things. We also want to minimize the impact somebody who is negative can have on us. So we try to see through them in terms of why they're this way, but try, you're not going to change. You're not going to change Uncle Harry, who's 79 and has always found negative things to say on Christmas. No, you don't. You just try to accept Uncle Harry or Aunt Mary, whoever it might be, as they are. And you even distance yourself from negativity. You don't respond to statements that might get you upset, particularly in a bifurcated world with two very different political views in the world right now. Mm. Try to stay off politics. Try to stay off things that can lead to negativity. And at least from a Christian perspective, try to celebrate what a great holiday this is within the religion, within this spiritual experience for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, you know, hey, we're getting together day after Christmas, and you know, I'm going to try to get Uncle Fred over to my side on this political. Said no one ever. I mean, you know, it's not worth it. You know, I think of my own family situation here, and a lot of people are like this, where if you can't get everybody together over the holidays, I think we're going to be at the 80% mark, which is, you know, with the way that we're kind of far flung, and which is a good thing. It means you got kids who are doing good things, they're successful, they're getting more independent, much more independent. That's all good, but it's not always easy to take in this modern world we live in. You try to find traditions that you can hold on to and maybe blend in a few new things as well. But you're always looking. We're trying to look ahead without looking too far behind. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely a good thing. I think we try to keep what we can, and we also try to add new things as new family members, as you know, new in-laws get involved, blended families, call it what you will. We try to improve on the original and make it better. And I think if we look at it that way, as an expansion of a good thing and a change in a positive way, then I think this can be a wonderful time. It's not the time to worry about a person you might see or someone you don't want to see. Try to focus on the positive. And if there's a parent, you know, once parents are gone, often the families completely break off into different groups, not out of dislike or anything. It's just kind of the way of the world. So if you have a time where there's an anchor point, a parent or whoever it might be that draws everyone together, try to enjoy those days because they won't last forever.
You got, as a grown up, as a kid in Grand Rapids where you did, and your dad was from Italy, do you have a favorite? Was there a favorite Christmas? Did you get a present that really made you go like, wow, this is awesome?
You know, they kind of all blend together because my dad was born in 1895, but I still had great aunt and uncle who were born in the 1870s, one 1880s, one 1870s, right? And as a result, I was with an older group. They came from Italy in 1903, so there was a big celebration on December 6th every year of those that came at that time. But Christmas was kind of an exciting time. It was a group. We were over, generally over my aunt, Annie Baldini, at her home, with a lot of people over there, and Clemente Spraccio, you know, these were people, but we got together, and it was very enjoyable, very Italian, very good wine, good food. In fact, I always kidded, all parents would be in jail now, because all the kids would have wine with the spaghetti and the food. No one ever did anything wrong, but it was a completely different world that you really would have a hard time creating in the current day and age. So it was really, those were great Christmas days, and now I'm married to a Cuban gal. We have a very large Cuban group that gets together too. So I do enjoy kind of ethnic. I enjoy the food. I enjoy the culture. I enjoy the activity. So Christmas can be a la 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 la. I mean, it can be really a great time.
That sounds like
fun. I always tell people if you don't have anybody, try to hook on with somebody. And if you yourself know somebody that you think is going to be having a bad day or a hard Christmas, you can always invite them over or start new traditions with friends and people, whatever it might be, to enjoy this time of year. A lot of people see it as a time that overwhelms them, sucks everything out of them. I see it as a time to really enjoy ourselves from a spiritual and from a secular, and I even use the word corporal, the enjoying all the food and everything that can come through. It's definitely an exciting time of year, and I'm one of those people that just loves Christmas, loves the memories, and realizing that everyone has different experiences, and sometimes people can be in different straits, but anytime we can try to enjoy it and pull people together and not look for the person we don't like at Christmas, but try to focus on who we do like and try to even bring in other friends and others to enjoy this wonderful holiday.
Well, that's good. That's a good way.
Today we're going over to Royal Oak. My grandchildren, two but kindergarten, first grader, go to St. Mary's, and there's a big Christmas program, so we're going over there.
Outstanding. Oh, that's always a lot of fun. Yeah,
because
you see, you see it with through the eyes of kids, and I think that's some of the only thing at my age now that that I get wistful about is, you know, with my youngest daughter, she's like, "Christmas, Dad," and I'm like, yeah. But then she said, "You don't seem too fired up," and I said, "Well, you know, I always think of the people who are missing now too," and that's something as you get older and you start take stock of that, you try not to dwell on it, but it is hard to avoid. I said, you'll get that someday, but you don't need to think about it too much right now. I'm kind of with you, but I wish I could see it still the way that she does. We'll send you out here, Doc. You and I will get together. You'll be with Rich next week, and you and I together in 2018. We'll send you out with the great Mario Lanza here with music of a different sort here today, but not entirely different. Always great to talk to you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Same to you, my friend.
I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning.